Right now, we're going to go to Tennessee. William's on the line, and William, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Tell us about this driveway here. This is a very interesting, and there's a sad part here going into it as well.
Yeah, I have an aggregate driveway, and that's what our HOA requires, so I don't have the chance to change it.
Okay.
So it's a really good driveway. I've kept it well sealed, but whenever aggregate gets the least bit moist or wet, it becomes slick.
And in
October, my wife came home from work. It had rained just a little bit. She was walking down the driveway to get our mail. She slipped and fell and broke her ankle.
Wow, that's too bad. Sorry to hear that. William?
So my question is there anything that can be done to make an aggregate driveway less slippery and a little safer to walk on?
Okay. I know exactly what you mean. I have a aggregate, and I love washed aggregate or exposed aggregate type driveways and patios. I have one at my house, but you know that one of the advantages of a exposed aggregate type of surface is that it is anti-slip, you know, or should be. Now, if you're on a slant, I see here that you've sent some pictures. I appreciate that. And with it being on a slant like that, certainly can add to the possible trip hazard and so forth. Joe, what do you think? I've heard about products. You know, we talked a long time ago about a clear spray that
right.
would remain tacky, but you and I both questioned it at the time because
right.
we hadn't tested it. Like,
yeah.
how is that going to last out in the elements and everything? And wouldn't it, if it's you know, having a kind of a tacky surface, then it's going to attract
all kinds of
and a few stray cats might not be able to get off the thing there either.
It'd be like a glue trap.
Yeah, right, like a glue trap.
You'll find your neighbor's shoes stuck to your driveway. Yeah, well, William, first, for listeners who aren't aware, an exposed aggregate surface is simply a concrete driveway that they put stone in on top, and they kind of tamp it down so you don't see just concrete. You see these stones, these pebbles, and it's a very nice surface, but attractive surface. But William, as you discovered, the problem with sealer is concrete is really porous, and it soaks up that sealer and it prevents water from soaking in, freezing, and maybe damaging it. But the stones, they don't. It's like a duck's back. The sealer runs right off it. It doesn't soak in. So that's going to remain pretty slippery, you know. And if any sealer does stick to it, it's not going to, you know, it's going to create that slipperiness. So, but the question is, of course, Larry, so what do you do? That sealer will eventually wear off, and maybe you can just live with it and not seal it because there's so little surface that's actually getting benefit of the sealer, that being the concrete, and it's very little concrete. It's mostly stone. And you can strip off sealer using xylene. If it's a solvent-based sealer or if it's a water-based sealer, you can use a water-based stripper. They make water-based strippers and coating removers. Or you could grind it. I guess you can get a concrete grinder or sander and try to sand it off a little bit. But then what do? You know, I mean, I guess you could leave it unsealed and just hope for the best. But I'm not sure what you can do at this point. The only sealer I know that is slip resistant, there are some with kind of like a sand in an abrasive, but that doesn't work very well in this situation, in most situations, because it wears off. So they've come up with a new abrasive additive that's actually polyethylene grit. It's like soda bottles, clear soda bottles that are ground up. And for some reason, you know, first of all, it lasts forever for the most part until it wears out. It's not going to, you know, because it's plastic and it's clear, so you won't see it. So you could try to find, a sealer that contains polyethylene grit additive, or get the grit additive and add it to a sealer. But again, I think I would just go back to trying to strip it down to the way it was, because it wasn't slippery prior to this, right?
Right.
Well, you know, another thing that I would be tempted to try on this is maybe kind of an out of the way area. I wonder about taking some playground sand and using something like a flour sifter, something that you can really evenly distribute, a very, very thin layer of sand, not even a layer, but just a little bit of sand in one area, then use a masonry sealer to just basically tack it together. And, you know, not a lot of it, but you can use it in a garden sprayer. But maybe since you're, your driveway is kind of divided in these sections with the expansion joints and so forth, you can find one of the smaller areas just to see as a little bit of experiment as how that will work. You could also spray a light coat on it, just a real light coat of the masonry sealer, then use the sifter to sift it out over it, then another layer. Just basically you're creating grit that hopefully will stay as a result of the sealer. I think I would try that. If it were my house, I would try that off to the side and just see if it holds up and if it does provide that anti-skid surface that you're looking for.
I like that idea because even I wouldn't have to do the entire driveway. I could just do, say, a strip.
That's right.
Closest exactly. to the grass.
Exactly. Exactly.
And simply use that as your walkway down to the mailbox and back.
Right. And I don't think it would be very visible at all because, you know, it might be for a week or two, but you know how it fades and so forth. So I think I would give that a try. We certainly don't want your wife or you or anybody else or a guest tumbling down the driveway at any time.
Hey, thanks for your suggestion. I'm going to try it.
All right. Well, that sounds great. We appreciate you being a part of the show, and Merry Christmas to you.
And to you as well. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much.